Hey guys, we're going to take a little break here, I think, or maybe we can go straight to Tiata here. Part of the reason I wanted to speak with our learned rangatira out of the bay is obviously to acknowledge the three giants that we've laid to rest in the past week. One is to talk with Tiata here, who has written a Puka Puka Enhancing Mātauranga Māori and Global Indigenous Knowledge. He's an interesting guy who spoke with us on He Rere Hua not so very long ago. But one of the issues I wanted to raise with Tiata here, who's kindly with us, is the need for long-term planning. You know, part of the success of the strategies that all these three academic rangatira employed was that they were long-term thinkers and strategic thinkers. And look at where we are with Te Wānanga o Raukawa. Just as an example, when Whaterangi first mentioned that he had a 25-year tribal plan, a lot of people went, hey? But look, it's been a successful formula, one that we should note by the passing of these learned and rangatira tour for our people. Joining us from the Bay is Professor Tairihia Black. Thanks for your time, Chief. Mihi ana, kia koe. Hoki mai, Tairihia.
Kia ora rā wātou. Tēnei te mihi ki tō tātou reo irirangi o Wātea. Me te mohi o tonu hoki, kua takoto mai anō tētahi o ngā tihi tapu o tātou, o Tararua. Ina nahi nei, ko pūtau aki mauna, ai mua paku atu ko hikurangi mauna. Enari, kānui te mihi mō tēnei inoi, mō tēnei kaupapa. Just during the 90s, Dale, I served two terms, 3 years. Each term is 3 years on the Mana Whakahaere Council at the Wānanga o Raukawa. And I had the privilege of watching Whatarangi Winiata deliver. Now, I think one of the key things that I want to say is that Whatarangi can be, he had a shepherd's heart, a humble shepherd's heart of getting the point across. And Whatarangi's inspiration, well, his greatness began in the hidden fields where he would have seen his own people and he would have taken from his own people that patience, that courage, and that humility. And when you think about those three words, patience, courage, and humility, I am not totally surprised that he became a strategic thinker. You know, he had the heart of a shepherd. He had a heart that was compassionate. He was vigilant. He was responsible. And he was shaping himself as a leader who understood the true authority rooted in service, the protection of that service, in te reo, and those singular words, the care for others. Now, when you have that as part of your heart, then you'd be a strategic thinker. The other part about Whatarangi, as I noted, was that his devotion to Te Atua, God's presence, his power, his wealth, his spiritual strength flowed through, and his dependence on demonstrating that faith. You know, throughout our hui, our strategic hui, you can feel the sense of obedience of this karaua, the reverence to create a foundation. And with that foundation, you could see the strategic thinking capable of enduring both triumph and adversity. This made him, in my view, a strategic thinker. And you know, when you think about a strategic thinker, you're talking about Ta Tamati Reedy, Ta Hirini Mokomid, and Te Ahorangi Whakahirahira. You know, these three faced giants, enemies, and impossible circumstances, you know, with remarkable spiritual confidence. Enough, you know, man. Their bravery.
Well, listen, you're following in their footsteps as well, Ty.
Sorry, say again.
We all must learn from their contribution, and you're well positioned too with the sort of corridor that you advance in your day-to-day work and the way that you carry yourself. So, you know, we are all rangatira. We just sometimes don't realise the taonga that we possess as individuals and as people. And so we give thought to these three learned men and are reminded that things don't happen overnight. But in the case of Whatarangi, yes, 25 years on, his Te Wānanga o Raukawa has a legacy for his visionary thinking, as is the case for our two other chiefs who have passed away this recently. So kia kā, e te whānau.
1975, I was a student at Waikato University, and Whatarangi Winiata was a guest speaker at one of our seminar sessions. And it was there that he laid the platform of Kaupapa Rua Mano, Te Wānanga o Raukawa. That was 1975. By 1981, Te Wānanga o Raukawa was opening its doors. And, you know, throughout the reports we are reading and hearing, he was looking at the revitalization of the reo. The numbers were low for reo speakers under the age of 35. So he was filled, faith-filled with that conviction to overcome obstacles. And I think that's the mark of the leadership, you know, the overcome the obstacles that appear insurmountable to human strength. That was Kaupapa Rua Mano.
You know, fantastic kōrero. Speaking of contributors as well, I know that you've taken an interest, as we all should, to the story of Te Kōtea. And I just noticed by chance that today is the anniversary of him being exiled to Rekohu on the 5th of June of 1866. Many people misunderstand this man, what motivated him, but his influence, his legacy, still continues to this day. We haven't got a lot of time, Chief, I'm sorry to say, but certainly it would be nice if you could speak to the significance of this day in history. What's that make it? Is it 100 and... I'll do some quick maths, maybe 1866 through to 2026. Yes.
In the composition, just quickly, in the composition, Katuau ka kori kori, he wrote in there about his patience, about his courage, and about his humility. And all of these key points were ignored by the colonial government at the time. And Te Kōti had been schooled at Whakatō Mission School, and there was another school at Wairangahika. So he had the shepherd's heart, reflected deep compassion, vigilance, and responsibility. You know, these things, what he could see, what was happening, like Whata Winiata, was shaping a leader. And so that composition of Ka Tū Au Ka Kori Kori, Ka Puta Te Rongo Taranaki, e hau mai nei. As he was, and his whānau and his iwi were thrown on the boat, Te Kira, to St. Kilda, and taken down to Napier, then on to Wharekauri, they could see the smoke of confiscation happening across. And so, but there's another part to it, that's the devotion to his own people and to the whenua. But yes, you're right. These people faced giants, they faced enemies, impossible circumstances, and yet they were driven by remarkable spiritual confidence. Yeah, and that's contained in his 1866 motete, which I have analysed in one of my publications there.
Tēnā koe, it's such an interesting kōrero too. I haven't heard reference to, and I thank you for, speaking of the shepherd's heart of compassion, of vigilance, of responsibility, perhaps we should all look deep into ourselves and see whether elements of this exist within. And perhaps in many ways this has been the guiding influence for many of our people across generations without us really realising it. So thank you to you as well, Tae Ata here, but also the story of Te Kōti, let it not be one of a criminal chased down by the constabulary. So often he was seen as the public enemy number one, when in actual fact he was a man who stood for his principles, and surely that can be an encouraging sign for us all. Thank you, Tae Ata, here for spending some time to reflect on these three rangatira who have passed. I appreciate your time, Chief. Thank you so much.
It's quite a watch.
Tēnā koe.
Kia
Professor Tae Ata here, Black. Wonderful to interview. We had a beautiful kōrero with him not so long ago on Rere Hua.